It's the Maria and Chad Show, and we have a special guest in the studio with us this morning, Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Good morning!
Good morning!
Oh, thank you for the introduction, Maria. Thank you, Chad.
As you wheeled yourself in here, you're on injury? Are you on the IR list?
Yeah, right now? I'm on the IR. Me and exercise generally don't mix, and I wish I had a really good story, but it really involves my wife several years ago telling me I need to get in shape, and I don't think God wants me to exercise, because every time I do, I get injured.
Yes. So for Valentine's Day, will you guys be going for a walk?
I will tell you this, in all seriousness, my wife and I married now almost 22 years, and when we first got married, we actually said, you shouldn't need one day to tell your spouse you love them or show them that you appreciate them, and so we always thought it was a little commercial, and yeah. So we try to show each other our affection and love on days other than Valentine's Day. We shouldn't need one day to force us to do that. That being said, obviously, you know, everyone has different ways of doing that in their relationship, so.
So this is right up your alley, isn't it?
Well, were you listening to the show on the way in? Because we were talking about Valentine's Day, and over the weekend, my wife said, we're not going to do a gift thing, are we? Because I think she wanted to take the pressure off herself. She didn't know what to get me, and I didn't know what to get her, and it always happens. It's like you said, it's a commercial thing.
Let me tell you this, though, Chad. I do know this from 22 years of marital bliss, is when your wife says, you don't need to get me anything, you better get her something, right,
yes,
Maria? Yes,
that is exactly.
And
save your money, honey. I don't need anything, but there better be something on the table when I get up in the morning.
So, and the other thing is that, let me tell you this, I've learned this from experience, too, for all the guys out there. Bath bombs are a big no. Those are not romantic. So stay away from the bath bombs. And
we need a new mop. Do you think she'd like that?
Well, I don't know. Are you doing the mopping?
I don't know.
Well, I've always found, once again, I'm not, I guess we're in a romance segment here, but that perfume's always a good go-to gift. You know, a lot of times they have the gift sets at the, you know, the store. So
my dad used to get me Jean Nate all the time. Does anybody remember Jean Nate? Nobody. I'm like
Sounds
the oldest
like
one in the room,
introducing
I think.
Introducing somebody new into the relationship. Who's Jean Nate?
It's just this fresh smelling spritz you put on after the shower. You get it at Walgreens.
Oh, really?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay.
I did have three older sisters, so.
Ask them about Jean Nate. I bet they know.
So this is the time of year where people get scammed. Where and how, and what do we do to prevent this from happening to us?
Well, we've seen, Chad, in the last few years, a spike in romance or money related scams where someone will meet someone on the internet, they start forming a relationship, and then that person will try to get them to give them money. Sometimes it's for investment purposes, or sometimes they'll claim that they're stuck in a jail somewhere or that some accident happened, and then they want them to send money or wire them money. And so we have actually successfully prosecuted cases. Like a couple years ago, we had gotten a 16-year sentence on a gentleman named Dalen Pierce, who had actually met about a dozen women online, lived here in Scottsdale, and started courting them and said that he was a big investor. And we successfully prosecuted him because he was ripping these people off. They were basically giving him money, and then he was going out to Scottsdale nightclubs and making it rain. And it was really tragic. And then those women will probably never see their money again. But we've also, just recently, we stopped about $14,000 that was getting shipped or sent to Ghana. People were online operating out of that country, and they met people online here in Arizona, and they started a romance online, you know, a relationship, and then they would convince the people they needed to send them money, like they were sick, or they got, like I said, they got stuck at the airport and want to come visit them. And so I just tell everyone I meet, and it's not just Valentine's Day, but you got to be careful. Never wire money. Never send money to someone you don't know. Never send money to anybody claiming to be from the government or claiming to wanting to be your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever it is. Be careful of anyone that tries to isolate you from your friends and family.
Yes.
Because what they try to do is that way there's no one there to kind of say, serve as a check to say, well, wait a minute, that's really weird. Why doesn't he want you to meet, you know, us? Or why did, because if someone else is there, a third party, they might be able to tell you, hey, this doesn't sound right. You shouldn't be doing this. The one thing about technology today, I always tell folks this, is that, you know, there was a time, and when I first started prosecuting cases in the 90s, I was a gang prosecutor. And back then it was a gun and a ski mask. Now it's a computer and a phone,
right.
And you can rip people off. You can destroy their lives. And so you have to be really, really careful with the information you share. And, you know, nowadays, because of the information age we live in, people can go online. They check Facebook profiles. They look for people that are recently widowed, people that are divorced. And this time of year with Valentine's Day,
people are lonely.
Yeah. And so they become more vulnerable. The crooks know that. The con artists know that. And so they're trying to use that to their advantage as well. One of the other things that we tell folks is that if you do meet someone online or they send you a picture, do a reverse image search. Now, once again, use technology in your favor. Look that picture up, and, you know, sometimes it'll be a associated with someone else's profile, sometimes punch in some of the keywords that they have in their profile and see if it matches anyone else online. Because we've seen people with multiple profiles.
Oh.
And so, because they're crooks, they're con artists.
In a related thing, I just thought of it while you were saying this. Is there a way to get these people to stop calling me that aren't me, that don't know me? You know what I mean? They have a number that's like somebody that I know, so they make me think I want to answer the call. When can we stop those stupid calls?
Seriously, this, I feel for you because I probably get like 5 a day.
Yeah.
And it's the most aggravating, annoying thing, this robocall stuff. So the first thing you got to do is you got to get on a do not call list. There's a national do
I'm
not call
that.
List. Yeah. You go to the FTC, you do that. Secondly, if you get a call and there's a violation, you should contact our office, the Attorney General's office at azag.gov. Mm-hmm. And I know, because this is personal experience, I had somebody calling me from one of these companies that said they were doing air conditioning or something like that. And I reported it to our own office. I went down to the consumer protection people. I reported it. And we actually ended up successfully suing that company for violating the do not call list. So within the last couple of years, we've been able to go after some carpet cleaning companies, some home repair companies, and also some of these AC companies. If you get them, report them, because we have to know about them. We're working even with the private sector now. There's certain technologies they're trying to develop. There's applications where you can automatically block certain phone numbers.
Uh-huh.
It's a tough issue. Once again, the crooks are always trying to figure out the next great scam. So we're always trying to stay on top of them.
So back to the sending money thing.
Yes.
How do I get out of sending my daughter money when she wants, you know, her Starbucks money and she wants to Venmo her money?
Oh, you know, blood
can I
is
call your office?
Blood is thicker than water. So as someone with two daughters, I will tell you what, sometimes you've got to take one for the team. So
well, we appreciate you coming by. This is great information. So don't give money to people you don't know. Don't answer your phone. I mean, don't leave your house, really. Put some tinfoil on your head and you'll be safer. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, nothing. Not about the tinfoil. Although I will tell you this. Oh, where's my phone?
Uh-oh.
You know, it's funny. I just saw an article in the Wall Street Journal. For years, people have made fun of me because I put this tape over my phone or a Band-Aid.
It looks like a Band-Aid.
It is a Band-Aid, actually.
Okay.
To hide the camera.
Yeah.
And this actually is also a little internet security device, because there's so many applications now that can remotely access your phone. Even people like Mark Zuckerberg cover up their cameras now. So you should always cover up the camera on your cell phone. That is my little piece of paranoia advice for everyone.
See? So. Now I need Band-Aids.
Before you got here, I didn't know what to get my wife for Valentine's Day. I'm going to get her some Band-Aids.
Perfect.
Isn't that romantic?
I'm a giver. That's what I do. So
thank you so much for visiting us. Always
thank
good to
you.
See you.
Thank you very much.